Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
What a week it has been.
What a week.
Slay!
Headlines, listening parties,
bops, Rexars,
bad bitches.
X-rated beats.
Topless in Rita Ora's house.
We have so much to discuss this week, girls.
We really do. You know, sometimes I think there have been a lot of jokes about us manifesting things on this podcast. And now it's starting to get a little too real.
Yeah. The toes are in the fire. The legs are in the fire.
They sure are. So before we had a face-to-face with our next legend, she encountered something in her face.
At the Kids' Choice Awards.
Which are really shaping up to outsell the Grammys at this point.
You think?
I think so. They're more fun, they are more star-studded, and more relevant.
All right, cats.
They gave, like, the Lifetime Achievement Award to, like, Zordon or something the other day, or like
Power Rangers,
like not Zordon, it was like the Transformer. I'm not even
kidding.
Literally, Optimus Prime was given the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Kids' Choice Awards.
For doing what?
He has done more for our community than many. Pete Davidson introduced him, calling him a giant in the industry. He accepted the award with a pre-recorded statement, as the Microsoft Theater did not have doors big enough to accommodate him. He said, "Let this award seal the bond between humans, Maximals, and Autobots."
Haven't heard of her work.
I have heard of Readabots. I have not heard of Autobots. As I said, this is an award show that is second only to the Lows, I think, mm-hmm. in terms of relevance and entertainment. I think we need to tune in next year because based on what we've seen and heard, there are some gems here.
Well, our queen, BB, yes. did perform and she got slimed.
She got slimed.
All over the sandwich.
She was literally like, "I'm good." And it was just, "I'm feeling good."
All over the sandwich.
Now, I have to say, they spared her here.
They did. Like, we have to remember that they've gone brutal before.
Yeah, they almost killed Katy Perry.
Twice. Yeah, yeah. They've tried to come for her.
If you have not seen the video of Katy Perry being slimed at the Kids' Choice Awards, you have to see it because she deserves better.
She certainly got it to the face in
yeah,
that
she
one.
She did.
She sure did.
Oh, Catherine, that and the cake jump were just...
The cake jump. Oh. The splat all over the stage.
It's like solid wood.
Oh, my God. That is arguably even better, in my opinion.
I think the cake jump is worse than the slime.
Yes. Although, okay, we have to clarify, actually... It was the MTV Awards.
Yeah, the cake one was a different award show, but they all blend at this point.
They do. It was actually at the year was 2008, and she was at the MTV Latin American Awards, and then she performed I Kissed a Girl, and there was a giant cake, and things took a turn when she decided to dive onto the cake.
It never gets old.
I don't... Did she make a noise when it happened? Like,
it
I don't...
Just, it's like...
She, like, falls all over the guitarist. It's just so messy.
Oh, Catherine.
Yeah. Well, BB got it. Got it good, blue. Green.
It was kind of a slay, the way that it was, like,
yeah, it
framed.
Was, it was definitely better than Katie's mishap. She
I'm
was
good
there.
Slimed.
Mm-hmm.
We will be discussing more BB Rexha later, because we did meet her. Well, I met her. You met her again.
Yes. We
but
had
we'll
a reunion.
Get into that.
Yes.
A little later on.
But before we move away from the Kids' Choice Awards, we would be remiss not to mention a certain other performer.
Entertainer.
Entertainer. Hitting the stage. Miss Charli D'Amelio doing the... This is so many layers of you need to be chronically online. Doing a high energy version of the TikTok dance of the Bloody Mary edit of
it really is like
of the Jenna Ortega dance from Wednesday. There.
Everyone's just like, what?
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everyone. This same feelings as Addison Rae Obsessed Live. She ate.
She ate.
She ate.
She really ate.
The flipping, the hair whips.
You texted this to me and I was like, wait a minute.
Wait.
We're going to have to stand next week, aren't we?
In defense
and
of
you
D'Amelio.
Were like, yeah. I was like, she ate that.
She did. She did. And, you know, we're on month 6 of this song still being a thing. It's now, I believe I read a tweet that it's in her top 15 biggest hits, Lady
Gaga's?
Gaga.
Wow.
An accidental hit because of a fan edit of a Netflix show.
The impact.
It's so insane. But you know what? It is a good song. It's just so surprising. I can't even fathom it. And then Jenna Ortega had to begrudgingly do a skit based on the dance as well for SNL, which she's hosting over the weekend, which was actually really funny. It sort of had the same vibe as Beyonce when she did the Single Ladies parody with Justin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there were three guys dressed as Wednesday and they were like, oh, you don't want to do the dance?
She's like, no.
And then she like begrudgingly does it with them in the background.
Wow.
But...
Oh, yeah. TikTok, we love you.
We do.
For now.
Yeah, until you get outlawed.
Ugh. No. Ugh, I can't. More on TikTok later.
Yeah, more on TikTok later.
Speaking of eating, Nicole Scherzinger, fresh out of Australia.
Right.
Now back to the States for Masked Singer,
mm-hmm.
performed Holding Out for a Hero. On The Masked Singer, dressed as a cat.
Kind of Catwoman. It was like Heroes Night, like it was themed or something.
Oh.
Maybe. I might be making that up. I thought it was. I could completely be making that up. But yeah, she was dressed as a Catwoman, sort of. It was really giving Poison music video vibes.
Yeah. It was giving Pussycat Dolls.
It was, like, it was giving Pussycat Dolls.
I'm a pussycat, duh.
Duh. And she's been making the rounds this week, viral with her vocals. She did that rock rendition of My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, yeah, that was...
A rendition. Yeah.
That was an arrangement.
To be fair, that was an arrangement that wasn't, you know, that's the concept of that is you get a song and then a genre that you have to do. Yeah,
right.
You have to perform it in that genre.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm singing? But then, yes, she did Holding Out for a Hero. Well, we're holding out for a Pussycat Dolls album.
Yeah, we're holding out for a reunion.
Some of us are holding out for the tickets that we haven't got our money back. No.
Actually, oh, is that true?
I don't... My friend said that he never got his money back for, like, a GAY Heaven performance from the Pussycat Dolls 2020, which is probably true. Yeah, we're holding out for something.
Yeah. Not holding out for that song that she teased.
No.
Sorry.
You mean Pretty by Pretty on iTunes? Because this is now the second song she's teased publicly that may or may not see the light of day. Do you remember that? Do you remember Pretty?
Vaguely.
On the X Factor USA. She was like, hashtag buy Pretty on iTunes, and it like didn't show up. It never came out. And then, yeah, now we have Freedom Down Under, her lightly, very thinly veiled dig at Robin Anton. But, you know, people want that. Some people.
I guess.
People are into lots of things.
They are. In other news, speaking of villains of pop.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. I'm holding out more hope that the sequel to this movie is coming out than I am for Freedom to come out on iTunes, to be
Same.
Honest. Well, we mentioned this last week, but Burlesque is now out on Netflix again. I am aware. I've heard that it was already internationally on some streamers, more or less available. But
true lovers of music mm-hmm. own it.
True. Yes. Yes. You've got the DVD, the Blu-ray, what have you. Mm-hmm. But it is available for wide consumption. I saw also that it was like charting.
Yeah.
She's making noise.
And she's talking about it.
It's rising up like a building. We might need to buy some air rights for it on Netflix, on the charts. Well, in any case, she's promoting.
She is. She wanted to know, what is your favorite Ally moment?
Yes.
What is yours?
It's so hard to say. I would have to say the mother-daughter exchange between her and Cher as she's learning to apply the makeup. But there's so many, really.
I want to be up there. I want to do that. Is one of my favorites.
It's very you.
And also when she's walking, dancing with the headphones in, gets
the montage moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. God, there's so many moments, though. And she also performed lipped to I Am a Good Girl.
She did. She just posted it like right before
right
we sat
before
down.
Right before we sat down.
She serving mm-hmm. on an Instagram reel, our Zeman queen.
Zeman quoted queen.
Chanteuse.
Yeah.
Well, in other related news, I just wanted to add, because it's funny. So the new Fortnite update came out, and there is a spot on the map called the Lotus Lookout.
Oh.
And I'm like,
have you visited?
No, not yet.
Okay. It's a little ahead of its
time. I have to fly down.
Yeah.
And check it out.
I'm very excited for you to take a look.
Yeah. There's no point to me sharing this. Just, it's funny. Like, anytime Lotus...
You need to assemble an army of me and head down to the Lotus Lookout.
Wait, there was something called Lotus after we met BB that was, like, across the street.
Yeah, we were at the Lotus Spa was across the street. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there were signs from the universe that night.
She's always looking out.
She is.
Look for the signs.
Right.
Follow Lotus.
Follow the signs and the voice within. Speaking of drag queens.
Yeah, literally. You fucking asshole. Oh my God. Okay, so some reality TV chat.
Yeah.
Now, you've fallen off the Housewives.
Long time
journey.
Ago. However, yeah. I do have to cover it constantly. So it's not that I'm not in the know.
Gotcha. Did you have to cover Jersey this week?
No, because obviously I've been inundated with the Scandoval.
Oh, right. Vanderpump mm-hmm. Rules.
Constant updates about that. Everyone speaking out.
Yeah.
Bravely going to the Casa de Ariana and speaking out on her behalf.
I know. It's all like podcasts. And go to my Patreon.
Sheena.
And here's my statement.
Stassi.
Yeah.
Jax.
Punched in the face, allegedly.
Constant. This is another level. And it's also, I think, just kind of uncharacteristically crazy, because they were rampantly cheating on that entire show.
Yeah.
It's like all about cheating. Mm-hmm. But this was the one that really imploded.
Yeah. I got a rundown the other day because brace yourselves, everyone. Uh-huh. I have to confess.
Uh-oh.
I have never watched Vanderpump Rules.
What?
I know.
Not never?
Sit down. I don't want to hear it.
Wait, you didn't even watch the crossover?
No. Okay, well, I watched that.
But that was legendary. I will have to say, like, as far as production and reality TV,
mm-hmm. that was ahead of its time.
Seamlessly walking right into the restaurant.
Yeah. That was brilliant.
That was brilliant.
And but I only
watched that live in 2013 or something.
And so I only watched that because like it was so seamless. And I was like, wait a minute, what was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I never.
I kept up for a season or two. But I mean, I have enough base knowledge of the characters to know what's gone on since. And everyone is truly taking their opportunity to Insta story this and podcast this to death.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone seems to be at her home.
Yeah.
It seems like literally everyone.
Yeah.
We're cleaning up for her and cooking for her and just taking care of her in a time of need. And Tom trying to drop by. It's really a lot. It's a lot.
I mean, the people who I've talked to that are Vanderpump stans say that this is like a scandal beyond scandal.
Yes.
Like this is a monumental.
Oh, I saw the drop everything alerts that everyone is freaking out for sure. I guess I wouldn't say I'm not like happy for them because I feel like you don't want that to happen in general. But I am, I guess, excited for the fans of Vanderpump who have something new to talk about.
I guess.
I mean, it went wide. Like Sarah Michelle Gellar posted a meme referencing the Scandoval.
Really?
Yes. It's like, oh my God. Time and place.
You did it at the Sir parking
lot. And you did it at the Sir parking for 7 months.
In front
of
Lisa
matching
Vanderpump.
Necklaces.
In front of my Cobb salad. Or what is it they have there that I got? What was the one they got dragged for? I forget. That's so long ago. There was that one post or like someone did a, they went to Sir.
Oh, they exposed a shitty salad. This is sounding familiar. Wasn't it just like a full head of lettuce or something?
Yeah, it wasn't Sir. It was the other one.
Okay.
Villa Blanca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, the days. Something like
I've
allegedly. I don't know.
Too much, I feel. Like I realize that I know too much even without watching.
Yeah. Well, Jersey is really good this season.
I had no idea it was in full swing.
Oh,
when did it get started?
5 weeks ago.
Oh, shit.
I think it's episode 5. So, you know, 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did a post. I did a tweet and I said, am I alone in thinking that Jennifer Aydin is a top tier housewife or? And the overwhelming response is that I'm correct.
Okay.
But it did open up Bravo discourse.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I don't miss this.
No.
Yeah, it's so good. I love Margaret and I love Jennifer. And then they just went at it this week.
Mm-hmm.
So Margaret's like, you fucking asshole. That's why you have no friends, Jennifer. You fucking asshole. You fucking bitch. And they just like were ripping at each other.
How much of the original cast survived? Like, is Danielle there?
No.
Okay.
There's a new Danielle. She's from Staten Islands.
Who's that?
I'm obsessed with her. The newbies are so good.
What's her name?
Danielle.
Stop.
It's a new Danielle. Yeah. It's not Danielle Staub.
Okay.
And there's new girl Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like this new girl Rachel, I guess, was talking about how she had a nose job.
Uh-huh.
And Jennifer Aydin like goes up to her and was like, oh, I heard you had a terrible nose job. Like I did too. And they were like, you can't just say that to somebody.
You can't just say that.
It's so unhinged. But yeah.
I think they're fighting to get even a crumb of attention now because of everything.
Margaret versus Jennifer is like the next feud. It's two icons, two titans. Mm-hmm. Just
we'll have to tune in.
You've had sloppy moments too. Like all the quotes are like, you better shut the fuck up with that. It's all Jennifer Aydin. And then she's like, they're literally screaming at each other at this picnic table. And she's just like, this fucking old lady sitting over there screaming at me in the corner.
And it's
Margaret. And she's like, you fucking asshole. Like, just like, the way that they call each other assholes and idiots is just gold.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. Fucking asshole. Anyway. So I am all caught up with Jersey. So come hop in the Discord and chat about it with me. There's also RuPaul's Drag Race.
There is Drag Race. It has reverted to its 90 minutes time slot just when we don't need it, especially after this latest episode with the roast or stand-up comedy. Sure. Did you watch?
I watched the highlights.
Oh, so you didn't watch?
No.
Because there were none.
I watched Bianca's pit stop.
Yeah. I mean, the highlight came at the last moment, of course.
Yeah. And then I watched the lip sync.
Yeah.
There was a lot again this week to like get caught up on.
Yeah. It wasn't a car crash, but it was just fine, which is actually worse because as we know, take the Laganja stand up or like pheromones, iconic, like roast, like let's get this roast to cook in. You want it to be a complete dumpster fire or really funny, but like if you're fine, that's just not going to go down in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that's like a dreaded spot to be. However, we did get a delicious lip sync to Doja's Boss Bitch.
Slay!
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss. And yeah, this will be up there.
Anitra ate.
She really did. I will say Marsha held her own relatively. Yeah. And in a parallel universe where I guess we're speeding right through, it would have been a double save. But she's shown no mercy. RuPaul said, I want that BFA weaponizer out before the Rusical.
Learn how to do your makeup.
Learn how to put on makeup. Yeah. They're so
That's
mean
a storyline, but I'm not saying that. That's like RuPaul.
They're so mad at her for just, I guess, resting on pretty.
Oh.
But it was fine. This season, I don't think there's been ever another season since maybe six where the top three was quite so obvious from the jump. Mm. It's Anitra, Mistress, Sasha, and we're all just kind of waiting for that. It's kind of like, yeah.
They need to flip it next season where the 90 minutes is when you have 16 people.
Absolutely.
And then go to 60 minutes when it's less.
It's the natural progression. We need more time for more queens.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sped right through. I don't even remember half of them. It's fine. We had our Real House flops of WeHo, so.
Is that still going?
It completed. I think that's why we have the 90 minutes now, is because it ended. It was only 6 or 8 episodes, so it lived its life.
Show of the year. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. So season 2 incoming, I'm sure. Can you imagine? I can't imagine, actually.
I mean,
crazier.
If you're going to do it, just do it like 90 minute drag race at the beginning, then switch to 60 minutes, and then premiere it like mid season and have it after Untucked.
Yeah. That was almost the bigger crime, is just sandwiching it in between Drag Race and Drag Race. Like, you really pissed a lot of people off with that. If it happened after, people wouldn't have been so mad.
Yeah.
Just don't cut into the middle of like the bar viewing party with an unrelated show.
Honey. Joey Zazig's Drag Race incoming. Well, while we're on the runway, I think it's time, because there's a lot to talk about this week in this, our favorite segment that we have no credentials to be talking about still. Every time, every week. I think it's time for a little
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Let's talk about the F word.
Dua Lipa.
Versace.
Meta legend.
Legend on legend on legend on legend behavior, to be honest. This was quite the show.
This was a show. This was a moment.
This was quite the front row. Putting the...
It's giving Cher.
They really put the F in front row this year. Yes, we had the Cher-Dua interaction where Dua adorably was just like fully a fan.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dua.
Hey. Who? Who is it?
I love hallucinate. If you put that bitch Madonna on it.
Oh, God.
No, she did levitating. Never mind. Anyway. yeah, so Cher met Dua, and also on the same... Oh, before we mention that, actually. Speaking of Cher, her man, her new man, Alexander Edwards, music exec/producer, is working with her at least on some music, and she has promised she's doing not one, but 2 albums with the help of her man. He's sending her songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cheek to cheek.
Cheer
to share.
I don't think he'll be on the songs by any means, but he's like, you know, behind the booth, arranging the songs, sending her tracks, hot tracks. Anything's possible with Cher. You know, we had the peak and the repeak and peak again with Believe and Living Proof. Like, it's completely possible that Cher in her 70s could have another Believe.
Yeah. Woman's World.
Woman's World.
That era, that comeback.
Of course. I met Liz Rosenberg at the listening party for that. She is iconically one of the only people who have ever turned down a photo with me.
Cher?
No, Liz Rosenberg.
Oh.
Madonna's former publicist turned, like, she did the, she was at the Cher listening party. And she was wearing cat ears, as she is sometimes.
Drag her in
do.
By her hair.
It's like, can I get a photo? And she's like, nope.
No, sweetie. And you're going home, sweetie.
Basically, I was a little young and dumb then. I was intimidated. But in any case, Cher, new music, anything's possible.
I hope it's dance. Hope it's electronic.
I definitely think it will be.
Oh my God, Cher going trance again.
Oh, I mean, it's very possible, as we'll discuss this week.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't the only legends at this Legends Ball, actually. We also have a woman of the moment. Miss Miley was there. Fabulous outfit.
Surf.
Yep. Looked iconic with Cher. And so was Elton. And so was Anne Hathaway. Lil Nas X. It was gay rights.
It was stacked.
Yeah. You had Christine Quinn staring at Anne Hathaway and freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
She was just, like, doing red carpet interviews and freaked out.
The red carpets have really come back.
Yeah.
They're robust now.
They are robust. Yes. It was quite a scene, this event. There were some other shows as well. I guess there's just a lot of fashion happening lately.
I know. It's called Fashion Week, but why does it last a year?
Fashion Year, more like.
I'm like, wait a minute.
That's kind of how I feel about Pride, because I'm always like, wait, there's always a Pride happening.
Yeah.
There, like, just now in Sydney, for instance, like, there's always a Pride, you know?
Infrastructure Week. 4 years straight.
There was also the Miu Miu show, not to be confused with...
Oh my God, new line? Tank tops?
It is my fashion line, and...
You should do that, like Brooks Marks.
I should.
Just release a fashion line, but it's just tank tops.
Yeah, I should. I
like
should
an editorial campaign.
Reclaim the name from them. Get into a legal battle. Well, Ethel Kane was there. Actually, the whole look of this event was like something about Mary hair, where they had like purposely fucked up hair.
Oh.
It wasn't as intense as in There's Something About Mary, but their hair was a bit ruffled, but they were also chic.
Gotcha.
It was a look.
Fashion.
The Ethel Kane moment was funny. They asked her backstage yet again if she's off her shift at Panera Bread, and she like, because of her meme about working at Panera Bread. She's tired also of this meme in the same way that like Pedro Pascal is tired of being called daddy. Like you could tell when the stars are like, yeah, we get it. You saw the meme. Like
we've heard enough.
We've heard enough. There's also a campaign out for Marc Jacobs.
The girls.
I thought this was a joke at first. I didn't think this was real. You know, we're doing a lot of homage to Y2K culture and fashion. And so they smartly tapped some of the hottest influencers and entertainers of that time.
Mm-hmm. And singers of other people's music.
Of other people's music. Before AI, there was Ashanti.
That's what the A stands for in
that
AI.
Is. It's Ashanti. It's shortened for AI. Just stitch her in.
Whom I don't know.
Oh, if you get it, you get it.
Yep.
It's not that serious.
It's not that serious, but it is that fashionable because she posed for this Marc Jacobs campaign, as did Paris Hilton, which is sort of like, I'm not downgrading, but like Paris everywhere, all the time.
Everywhere.
So it's like
slipping,
a given.
She's smooth. Just
slipping everywhere.
That's smooth.
But I think the most shocking appearance made me want a la-la. Ashanti and Ashley Simpson are in this campaign.
And she's brunette.
She is brunette.
Which was a shocker to me. I was like,
I wrote that in my autobiography. I said, this is in different areas. Mm-hmm. This shit is in different areas. She looks great. She looks very much like her rocker origins.
This is like the autobiography photo shoot.
Yes.
Elevated to high fashion.
Yes. I could not believe that was real. I'm excited for her. Hope that means more opportunities, maybe music.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, this, you know,
yeah,
maybe means something.
You know, the girls are going pop punk lately. Why not?
Inspired.
I hope someone say heavily inspired. But yeah, she looked fantastic. The whole campaign, Ashanti as well.
I just love all the girls.
Really do.
What do we think of Paris Hilton's new saying?
There's a new one?
Yeah.
Slipping?
No.
Oh.
she's now trying to make That's Smooth happen.
No.
There was like a campaign that was like, we need to come up with something else.
She said that?
Yeah.
That's Smooth?
So now it's like That's Smooth. And there's like neon signs and jackets.
Smooth is like a very established word already, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, so I've never heard of it.
I was like, oh, is there like maybe there's soda partnership involved in that?
Oh,
like
probably.
A smooth taste of whatever.
The flavor's so smooth.
The flavor's so smooth.
Oh, yeah, there's probably something
there
behind it.
There must be.
There's a catch.
And if there isn't, she probably made that to be like, this will connect with some brand who wants to do a beverage partnership. Smooth. Smooth is fine. It just feels like people
say
she's
a businesswoman.
She certainly is. Absolutely. She's got a memoir out next week.
Oh.
I saw she's one of the guests on The View next week.
Oh.
So she's keeping it going. Documentary, book, another book.
Is there an audiobook of it?
Oh, probably.
Gonna have to look that one up.
Speaking of autobiography, Ashley to Paris, yeah.
I think it's time to have my favorite part of every week.
Where we educate the girls who are not on the platform.
It's true.
I find that we do a service.
We do.
Many people are not partaking in this app that I didn't realize.
Although, did you see that news report from somewhere? I don't know. I'm kind of making this up, but like not making it up.
I believe it.
Where it was how they're saying that people, the average American,
uh-huh,
consumes 90 minutes of TikTok every single day.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know where that was from.
Yeah.
But it was on the internet somewhere.
For sure. I would agree.
And that's why they're saying like streaming is down because people are just spending time on.
Oh, yeah.
TikTok.
I think about it like as it's happening. I'm like, this is fucked. I am fucked. This is bad for the society.
I love it, though.
Oh, same. I can't get enough. It's instant serotonin and then emotion and then you're crying and laughing. Mm-hmm.
But then I'm finding someone who's like super cool and they're just painting.
Yeah.
Or they're just making a bop.
And if you don't.
Sewing.
It's like, and you just keep scrolling until you get what you want. Yeah.
I
know. I actually logged into YouTube last week, like sort of as a whim and looked at subscriptions. And I was like, oh my God, it's like a ghost town.
Mm-hmm.
And all of it is just shorts. And it's just people repurposing their TikToks.
Yep.
And then every now and then there were still like uploads from like Muas and whatever that I still follow. And I'm like, wow. It's the culture changed.
It is kind of a ghost town on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, you still need it to upload long content.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going anywhere, of course, but it's definitely shifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of TikTok,
uh-huh,
there is a new remix that I have to shout out.
Is it yours?
No.
Oh.
It is not.
Oh.
It is an icon.
A friend of the
pod? I don't want to say that I have favorites, but.
Oh. Wow. Unsub.
Minos.
Oh.
Has debuted his TikTok era. Have you seen this?
What is this?
Oh. Hold on 1 second. Let me just plug in my phone so you can hear this.
Live debut.
Look at the photo. Sucking album cover.
Oh my god, time and place, and you did it at my birthday dinner.
Not the outro.
Dinner, dinner, dinner. Oh.
Wow.
Hang it up, Max Martin.
You two are really going to be in a slay-off in a second with your remixes.
I know, I'm over.
You
Get
really
ready.
Are.
Just starting.
Damn. Nothing's holy in this world.
Nothing.
That's for sure.
Nothing.
Who would have thought that Tati's rant about James Charles not promoting her vitamin gummies
by sister
would go the distance the way it has?
She's still uploading on YouTube.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's part of the cultural conversation now.
You just had to be there.
You sure did. Well, thank you, Minos, for that remix. I'm sure that will be used for, I don't even know what.
Anything.
Dancing.
Just like showing a birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Like.
You did it at my birthday dinner.
This is why TikTok is superior.
It really is. So creative. Everybody's so creative. Oh, I gotta shout her
Artists.
Out. Do you know her?
Who?
She does the videos where she reacts to awful food concoctions and she always starts off with, everybody's so creative. And she goes through making the awful concoction. Oh, I'll send you. She's great. I don't have the name offhand. I should have. That was just on the fly. Also, shout out to a legitimately good song that is making the rounds, and it has been for a few weeks, but I feel like it's hitting a fever pitch right now. In fact, she herself has tweeted, I think it moved up to number 60 on the Hot 100. It keeps doing leaps and bounds. This is Lizzie McAlpine, Ceilings. Now, the correct way to use this audio is it's a sped up version, and you have to be in a dress, and it has to be underneath, and you do a RuPaul reveal to reveal that you're wearing the dress. And you run chaotically, and you're very emotional. It's basically the Ceilings challenge.
I saw the baseball one. Did you see that one baseball team? Oh my God, it's
hot.
And I was like, suddenly.
That guy is hot.
Home run.
Yeah, I saw that one. My favorite I posted was the woman with the dachshunds, the wiener dogs.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God, she's in a wiener outfit, and she's dramatically on the beach, and all the wiener dogs are trying to bite it off of her. She throws it off and runs into the sand. But there's a lot. Because I believe it started off as a sincere, because it's a dramatic and genuinely great part of the song, and they've turned it into this like wistful, Taylor Swift-esque sort of like running and emotional moment, and now it's getting bastardized.
Yeah, now there's a comedy to it.
Yes.
But it is a bop.
Oh, yeah.
She performed it on Fallon recently, I think, like a week or two ago.
Yeah. It's also kind of awkward because you get introduced to these songs in sped-up versions like 80% of the time, and then doesn't sound like the original song, but I guess it's fine. It's what happened with Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out for actually, it's a great song. It's sort of giving me Olivia Rodrigo driver's license for this year.
Yeah,
like, I think it's going to have that same. It's great. We also have a full circle moment that we were tagged in a lot.
You stand Zara Larsson.
You know, we've gone through every phase of this from like the initial incident, which you've detailed in detail.
Yes,
in
I gave everyone
episode,
the history.
To Zara acknowledging on Twitter.
Yep. Kind of starting a war by acknowledging.
To a full-blown reenactment, which is the final form.
It is the final form.
Yes, she in fact played the part as a Zara Larsson fan by being Ronnie versus
Harry.
Harry.
And so Zara's saying this to Harry.
Yeah.
It is very meta.
Yes.
And then Ronnie responded on Twitter.
Oh, right.
And was like, this is like the most relevant thing of your career.
Nothing's like, changed, by the way. I looked into it and like everyone is still exactly as they were.
I feel like they're friends though.
Maybe.
Because I think I saw Harry comment like, oh my God, I can't believe we really did this or something.
Yeah.
And I think.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
I would love that. Yeah. It's become very more self-referencing than Drag Race and Scream at this point is the Zara Larsson stan incident.
Well, speaking of Scream.
Oh, yeah.
Because Miss Demi was at the premiere.
That I was at.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I watched from far, far away. I did not get to see her, but I watched like Melissa Barrera walk in and Hayden walk in. Richie was in my fucking screening, by the way. I was side-eyeing him the whole time. That's a character.
And you also saw Chili's orders.
I saw Dakota Drink, Dakota.
Yeah.
And his man.
Mm-hmm.
They were there being TikTok influencers. I sat in front of...
I'm a Dakota stan, by the way.
Oh, yes. I know that.
The internet eats them up a little bit, but I...
Well, they like to go out to eat.
Yeah.
So...
We helped set up their engagement on Watch What Happens Live.
I remember that.
Iconic.
I sat in front of... Project Runway's Nina Garcia at the screening.
A legend.
You're either in or you're out at the Scream.
Well,
franchise. Well,
no
many,
spoilers, but I'm
no spoilers.
Sure a couple people, I'm sure, were out.
Were out. they were out. But very entertaining screening, I will say.
I feel like going around the city the past week, I feel like I'm in the Scream movie.
Yes.
Because the marketing is everywhere. And I'm like, am I in it?
Is this fucking play about us? especially because I'm not giving it any spoiler. At one point, they pinpoint a location in the Upper West Side.
Oh.
And
Joanne's.
We were at the Lincoln Square Theater, which isn't really like Upper West at all, but it was still that the camera even moved in that location. It truly was is this fucking play about us moment where I was like, wait
a minute.
Yeah. It was.
It's like me
unnerving.
Walking through Central Park.
Yeah.
Beating a bird, and I just get knifed.
You could.
Just hear chirp, chirp, chirp.
It was the bird all along. I knew it. love it. I'm gonna discuss it on Discord and stuff. We'll have a chat, but yeah, had a great time. And yeah, having it be in New York is very interesting.
Yeah,
when you're commuting and some of the places are familiar.
Question: on a scale of 1 to 10, how gory is this?
8, I would say. Like, only thing worse is probably like a Hostel or the Terrifier series. Like, I would say definitely the goriest score yet. Screen, yeah.
Okay, do you remember the one scene in Squid Game?
Yeah.
With the arm?
Oh, worse than that.
Scream is worse than that?
I would say so. Yeah.
Okay, I can't watch it then. I was going to ask you, like, on the episode to give, like, your scale of, like, where I could possibly...
I would just say it's so much more brutal. I would really say that it's
How
really...
How is that legal?
Horror movies are legal.
Like, why can't I can't put remixes legally, like, online, but, like, people can, like, record videos
dismember,
like, killing each other, and that's legal. I don't get it.
I mean, let me know if you disagree out there, but I definitely think it is up to the ante every time, and you just see a lot. Don't get me wrong, there have been gruesome moments pretty much throughout to certain degrees, but I definitely feel like it's just a lot more vicious now, and yeah. It's, you see a lot of things for sure.
Wow.
I wouldn't start you off with this one because you shouldn't anyway, but I had been thinking of scenes after I saw 6 and I was like looking at 2 again. And in comparison, it's like so tame. You could definitely handle
compared to Megan. How is it? M3 again.
It is definitely worse than Megan. Yeah, I would say.
Oh, geez.
But a thrill ride. It is probably, it's the most fun I've had in the theater in a very long time. The way that everyone is like screaming and shrieking and like gasping and laughing is, there's nothing like a scream movie in theaters, I feel like. Because you go with your friends and you're all like trying to figure out who done it. Because ultimately everyone is like a mystery. It's a lot though.
I really want to catch up.
You only got 5 movies to go.
I know.
Or.
I was thinking it could be cute for like a Halloween, like a lead up to Halloween.
I don't know if I recommend this, but I'll say it. Like, maybe you could do, there are movie things like Movie in a Minute, where they give you the general outline on YouTube, and you can get the gist of what you need to be prepared for, because...
They should edit all movies like how Megan was, where it's like, you know, the implied version. You know what I mean? Like, we get it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see all that.
I would say nothing is implied here. It's very explicit.
Away?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's very much Ghostface's reaction to everything. Lots of twists and turns. And a lot of fan service, too. I was very happy with it. But we're definitely getting into... I think the smartest thing about it is it's shifting into a new generation. And, you know, because you can't rely on the same characters forever. I'm kind of at peace with that. I love that Jenna Ortega's involved. Queen. And I finally feel for Melissa Barrera. Like, I get her now. I felt nothing for her in 5, as a lot of people didn't. She was one of the big criticisms of 5 was she's like the main girl now in 5, and she was kind of given nothing behind the eyes. But now she was more compelling in 6. And there's definitely a hot shirtless guy, so that's important.
An OnlyFans guy.
Well, he is.
That's a
concept. Neighbor. Yes, but then there's also one of the main hots is Mason Gooding, who is in 5 and this one, and he's always a pleasure. He's like a dumb jock bro.
I'll look that one up.
Yeah, yeah. In any case, speaking of Demi, I just also want to shout out that song, which has become, Still Alive. It's great. And now I've seen the music video for it. It has like scenes from it, and she's like in a Scream movie too. They filmed like fake scenes. I love it.
She was also, this is a plot line to Scream. She left one of these events and was met with Harry from TikTok.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No.
I think it was after the Scream premiere because she's in like full glam and Harry is at the gate and sings Skyscraper to her. And she's just
her
standing
face.
There looking like poot. And it's just like, go off. So beautiful.
Oh my God.
And she's like, made of glass, like made of paper. What did you think, Demi? The world's most notorious troll on TikTok right now.
Jesus.
The girls cannot escape him.
No, he's singing at everyone's
Everyone.
Events. Jeez. Well, TikTok kind of can't escape you either right
no.
now.
No. All right, everyone, let's get into it because this is the most wild moment that's happened in a really long time.
Yeah.
So I wake up the other day and I'm like post Bebe Rexha high yeah. of like meeting Bebe. Mm-hmm. And I get a text from you and it was early. So I wake up and I'm like, uh-oh, because I think something's wrong.
Usually is, yeah.
And it is just a TikTok link to Rita Ora lip syncing Keep On Serving Cunt by Countess Luann in her bathroom, mm-hmm. only wearing a towel.
Yeah.
I don't even have words to explain the thought that went through my head.
As you said, we have gone from, we're too close to the sun officially. We're in her home. Your face revolving in the bottom right corner as she's lip syncing to Keep On Serving Cunt.
Wait, shout out to the Discord because they posted like the screenshot of like the little, that little CD or like yeah. vinyl that has my face in it.
Yep.
And I never really noticed it until I saw that comment, but like it's literally just my face spinning. Yes,
it is. On a Rita Ora TikTok. And
good morning, Rita Ora. We're talking about you.
It's literally like good morning, Rita Ora.
You're lip syncing to me. And it didn't stop there either. Now, this made headlines internationally. This is what you have brought to the world.
And you're welcome.
Yes. None other than the most reputable organization in media, Daily Mail, posted about this, writing, Rita Ora puts on a racy display as she flashes her bottom and dances in just a towel to an X-rated beat.
I hope you keep on serving cunt. Okay.
X-rated beat.
Thank you, author Summer Goodkind, for...
That's a slay.
Summer Goodkind. That is definitely a fake name.
That has to be, right?
That has to be.
That's like a drag queen name.
Summer Goodkind, getting get it, like, all of the Rita Ora TikTok are good. Exclusives. Yeah.
Some are good. Some are good.
Summer Donna. Oh, God. Yeah. So you contributed to this X-rated beat.
My new single title. I immediately was like, this has to be something in the lore of everything.
Well, yes.
I don't know how or what or when, but X-rated beat.
I love X-rated beat. Iconic. I sent this to someone. I was trying to explain the many layers of it, and I realized how insane I felt yeah. sending it because it's a woman saying, keep on serving cunt. And it was somebody who was very outside of this world, and they were like very shook by it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I was horrified to post this because I'm like, my aunts look at my right. Instagram story.
Right. I only after sending it did I realize like, oh no, this is layered internet speak. And yeah. this is going to unsettle people.
So to explain to anyone who may not know, when you tell someone that they're serving kvant, I'll call it kvant, uh-huh. which is like the, you know, when you type on TikTok so you don't get like shadow banned.
Right. Or holy favak.
Yeah. Holy favak. So when you're serving kvant, it's basically like slay.
Yeah.
Like, it is the highest level of serve.
Great.
So it's a compliment. Yes. Like, if someone's like, oh my God, wow, you're serving kvant.
Yeah.
Take it as the highest form of. Absolutely. Well, unless they call you a kvant.
Right.
It may not go over well.
You know, there are different contexts it may be used, but generally, it's.
It's a compliment.
A high, high praise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's literally serving kvant in this, which is even.
She took the lyrics literally.
Yeah.
She did.
The look is a slay. I mean, she's not really wearing it. Like, it's a towel, but, like, she's yeah. eating.
I would say, like, I hope Countess Luann sees this, but do we think Countess Luann knows who Rita Ora is?
No.
Absolutely not. There is no crossover.
But I do feel like she probably has seen this.
She very well may have. Oh, who's this? But did you see her actually surfing Kvant with her own video recently, getting out of that car?
Luann?
Yes.
No.
No, wait.
I didn't see the getting out of the car. Oh. I saw the videos of her in Chicago doing that.
I feel like you're going to use this for like
audio. I use everything. Oh my God, wait. That's Luann? Yes. She's serving. She's literally serving Kvant. Is that on her Instagram?
I think you inspire. It's her TikTok. You're going to use that for everything now, like arriving at the function.
Walking into Dunkin' in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, Luann.
Isn't it wild how dreams work? You just came from nothing and there you are, Rita Ora's bottom on full display.
It's truly, I don't even have words. I really don't.
No, there are no words for this. We managed to have a BB Rita week in one go.
And hot off the press of or tale of your Ava.
Ava, I know.
Like this the is... trio really, the full moon swept in and was like,
the holy here. Trio. I know. Where do we even go from here is what I want to know.
Anywhere.
Anywhere away with you.
Okay. Well, speaking of
bops,
the story you've all been waiting for. Oh my God. Okay. So I was humbly invited as a plus one. Just to be very clear, I own my plus one-ness in this occasion.
Well, they were thrilled to have you. Let's just say that. And so is she. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was a listening party for Miss Bebe Rexha this week. We attended with a lot of music journalists and people in the biz, label, TV, sync people. A lot of reunions, actually. A lot of people we knew and love. And we listened to some bops and bangers from none other than Bebe. Well, first it was like a shindig. We like...
Yeah, it was super cash.
Yep.
The bar was called The Flower Shop.
The Flower Shop.
And so cute.
When you go downstairs, it's very much like your friend's basement and it's like throwback vibes. It's very heart wants what it wants.
Very that era.
Very.
Shout out to whoever like booked the space and did all that because it's literally.
Appropriate theming.
I was like, oh my God, I'm in the music video when I walked in.
I mean, a leopard print pool table, if it could be any more BB. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? It was, So for the first hour, we mingled, and then after an hour...
So Bebe gets on the mic, and we see her in the distance, because we were in the back a little bit, because it was a little tight space, and she goes into the spiel about the first song she's going to play, and she literally goes, this is a bop, this is a gay bop for the true Rexars and the true fans. She gave her spiel that she does everywhere. We were... gagging, jaws on the floor.
She is exactly the BB you want her to be. She is that girl. She played it. Now, we can't give names or play anything right now, but we will just say...
Bop. The first one that she played, Sacrifice 2.0 incoming.
Right. That's what I thought, too.
I was like,
if you like Sacrifice, you will like this one.
And if you don't like Sacrifice, you better start listening now.
Stop this podcast.
You better press play.
And then I think she was like, just one more and one more. And then we ended up getting like four or five, I feel like.
Yeah, it was like, three or four.
Three or four, maybe. But she teased some more, which all sounded great, we will say. And then she got off the mic and just started mingling with everybody.
Okay, so me and Evan Ross Katz are like, let's go get a drink, which is at the front of the bar.
Yeah.
And that's where Bebe is. So we flutter off to the bar, and there's a gay sitting at the bar. And so we go up to the bar, and we're like, hey, how's it going? To this gay. Turns out, this is Bebe Rexha's uncle. Family, like blood family.
Family.
He's like, oh, I'm Bebe Rexha's uncle. And I'm like, wait, like, really? Like, that's your niece?
Mm-hmm. Niece like, Rexha.
So we're chatting. Mm-hmm. So nice. But I can see that, like, as we're waiting, Bebe is, like, slowly inching closer and closer and closer and closer. We catch eyes, and I'm, like, starting to, like, freak out internally, but I'm keeping it cool. And she comes right up to me, and she's like, hi, I'm Bebe, and puts her hand out to shake my hand. And in my brain, the last two brain cells are, like, shaking and crying. And I'm like, of course I know you're Bebe Rexha. Like, are you kidding me? Like, Sacrifice number one most played of 2021. But I don't say this because the only words that came out of my mouth were Queen of Pop right to her face. So it's her gay uncle, me, Evan Ross Katz, and Bebe comes up. Hi, I'm Bebe. And I just go, Queen of Pop. I'm T. Kyle. So embarrassing. Actually, no, it wasn't.
She absolutely appreciates that.
Yeah. Did I lie?
You didn't lie. No. And she lived for it.
Yeah.
Yes. She loved anyone who was giving her that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Jack was there and he was dancing wildly in the front. And she brought him up to sit next to her because she was like, yes, your energy.
Yeah. You're a true fan.
True fan.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that you had that interaction. And then you got to do a picture with her at the end of the night as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was a perfect first interaction for you. Like,
oh, it was everything.
You sealed the deal. We're in the family. We're going to the Rexha family Christmas. Like, it's kind
well,
of...
Well, should we tell everyone more of the details? Should we go the tea?
Oh, what's the tea?
So her uncle,
uh-huh.
Which I don't know if this is embarrassing. I don't think this is embarrassing, but I was like trying to, I was like, what is Thanksgiving like? I'm like, you guys are all having turkey and your niece is just casually slaying like on the television. Like, I just think it's the coolest thing ever. Like, yeah. I'd be like, oh yeah, that's my niece. Like, mm-hmm. Imagine if my brother had a Queen of Pop daughter.
Right.
Like, that's what that is. Like, that's so cool.
You would be drilling her in rehearsal. Yeah. Like, we get these fucking steps.
I would be exiled from the family.
You would be like, so fast.
We get it. She's not going to go electronic. She's six. All right. it's just like a trans mix of Baby Shark.
Hey, that's a concept.
No, but he's like, wait, he's like, so what do you guys do? And I'm like, oh, we have a podcast. And ironically enough, we jokingly call your niece the mascot of our podcast. And he's like, wait a minute. Actually, one of my friends was telling me about a podcast that he listens to where they love my niece. And I'm like, oh, so he's like, let me text and find out. It was us.
It was us.
I was like, oh,
it was us. So we are in the Rexha radar already.
Hi.
Literally.
Yeah.
Confirmed we are in their orbit.
Should I tell everyone who followed me?
Who followed you?
BB's mom.
Slay!
She posted my post on her stories.
I mean, it's giving we're marrying into the family somehow.
Well. Everyone needs a gay sibling.
Yep. We talk about flying too close to the sun. We are fully inside the sun. That was a perfect interaction.
I'm obsessed. She's so fucking cool. Like,
that's the thing.
Because, you know, I'm like a socially anxious person.
Yes.
I.
Well, the other half of this is that usually there's a certain fakeness to some of the pop stars.
Right.
It's like not really real. It's like a presentation.
Yeah.
Not with BB.
You never know what you're going to get, especially like late at night when they've been doing press all day. And like, no, she was so fucking cool, not intimidating, warm, welcoming.
I love interacting with her. I was also a bit shook.
What she said to you is fucking iconic.
Yeah. So I have had my fair share of BB interactions. I first interviewed her about a decade ago for Idolater. She was in her I Can't Stop Drinking About You era, like dark hair. And then we reunited at some show. We were sitting in the same booth together for a while. And she also had followed me like since the first interview. And we've like tweeted before to each other, whatever. But I was watching everybody in the crowd and I was more towards the front again. And all of a sudden I see her point at me and she's like excitingly waving. And she's like, how you been? And so I was like, oh, it's my time. It's my time to shine.
You've been summoned. I've been summoned. Rexha, get over here.
Yeah. So I went up to her and she's like, oh my God, how are you? How's everything? Like, oh my God, I'm still following you and everything. And I was like, I'm great. I'm great, BB.
I even bet some of you have called your best friend iconic.
This is so cool.
We are very close friends. Yes. So we talked for a little bit and I was telling her about how I want to do a feature with her, not musically, but I wouldn't say why not? She's like, yeah, we got to go out to the gay clubs. Like, let's go to a gay bar. And I was telling her about some of the places we could go. And she's like, is it better than LA? And we were like, compare contrasting the gay scene there versus here. It was very entertaining. And since we had heard also, I said, oh, our friends at Evita said that you were amazing at Evita and that you were so down for whatever. She was like, oh, I had a great time there. Like, we talked about that. You know, I congratulated her on the music and said I was really excited and all that. So it was a lovely catch up with my dear, dear friend, BB. And now we're part of the family and we're getting invites to Christmas.
Rexha family Christmas. This song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. And I'm not talking about All I Want for Christmas Is You.
This turkey was frozen for 50 fucking weeks and you're going to eat it. It's delicious.
Her uncle was telling me about how he was there. Do you remember when we talked about her being on the turkey? I was there. I was like, oh my God, iconic.
That is
Jenny
amazing.
O, queen of pop.
Yes. What a perfect experience, to be honest. And yeah, we hung out all the way till she eventually had to go. Yeah, then we went out for dinner. It was a great time. Fabulous time. A night out with Bebe Rexha.
Iconic.
She's just that kind of girl.
And she does have a new remix out this
That's
week.
Right.
With MK,
Love
Rhyme
MK.
Dust, King of Pop. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get scalped at the end of the year when we have to do our Spotify Wrapped.
Men.
I already checked the year to date and I was like, oh, fuck. I mean, a bop is a bop. But anyway, she has a remix out with MK of My Heart Wants What It Wants. And it's a vibe.
It absolutely is. Yes. I'm excited for all the remixes that are coming out with this song. And the songs that we heard.
Did you see the new Spotify layout? Not sponsored.
I did.
What do we think?
I don't know that I hate it.
I kind of liked it.
You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with them trying to appeal to the TikTok algorithm sort of vibe. I don't mind that. I do mind their new incentive program.
Oh. Okay, so let's tell everyone what they did. So Spotify just did this thing where on your release radar, and I think other playlists too.
Yeah.
But it's definitely on release radar. You can hit play, explore your release radar, mm-hmm. and it gives you the little visuals and you can swipe through TikTok and you get choruses and highlight reel mm-hmm. of all the songs that are on your release radar. And I saw people dragging it on Twitter and I was like,
uh-oh,
don't break what is already good.
Yeah.
But then I swiped and I was like, oh, wait, this was kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not terribly mad about that.
No.
No. However, I guess you didn't hear about this.
I didn't see the incentive. Incentive to what?
So they announced a feature that would give artists an algorithmic boost on the playlist if they agree to take a cut in royalties that they get paid for. Which is essentially a reverse payola situation.
Yeah.
The feature is described as an experiment and will affect playlists like Artist Radio. So the company said, artists and labels can identify music that is a priority for them, and our system will add that to signal to the algorithm that determines personalized listening sessions. It will not require any upfront budget. Instead, labels or rights holders agree to be paid a promotional recording royalty rate for streams in personalized listening sessions where we provide the service. So basically, they are offering boosts of the songs in playlists or at more algorithmic visibility in exchange for accepting lower royalties than they're already getting.
Not a fan of that.
No, I don't.
It's giving
that
Twitter blue vibes.
Well, that too. Yeah, actually it is.
We'll highlight all your tweets.
Yeah.
Pay us $8 a month.
$8 a month, right. And when the conversation has already been how absolutely minimal and minuscule that artists get from royalties on Spotify, it's even more like, oh, so you want pennies taken away from the pennies.
Yeah.
It, needless to say, did not go over very well. It's called discovery mode. And to be fair, it has been making headlines for years, actually. In 2020, there was an article about it. So this has been something experimented on for a while, and now it's finally wide launching to discovery mode. So
interesting.
It is interesting. Granted, if payola has already existed in radio form, then this is kind of just keeping it status quo for the digital world. Not that it's a good thing. Much to ponder.
Yeah. It's always changing.
It is always changing. And there was also a report that only 25% of what Spotify deemed as active artists are making above 10K a year in royalties.
A year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's how that was deeming an artist active, already has 100,000 monthly subs or something like that, monthly listeners. So it's even less if you consider all artists. I don't know. It doesn't sound very appealing to be an artist.
Yeah.
In this age of streaming, you got a tour.
It's true.
Yeah. Nobody's making money on music.
And that's why tickets are so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Insert Taylor AI.
Oh. Oh, wait, I forgot to add the new one.
Oh, yeah, there was a new one.
This one didn't sound as much like her, but the first second it did.
It did. Yeah.
What was it? It's something like, hey, it's Taylor. And if your favorite song is Antihero,
don't come.
Something.
I'm kind of living for only AI Taylor. That's funny to me. I'm like less living for the songs we've discussed. They're freaking me out.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
It's giving misinformation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving deep fake.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. There's also another remix that was making the rounds on socials this week. And I just wanted to read a tweet that had me laughing for hours. So the Kidz Bop version of Cuff It by Beyonce is out. And everyone was saying, like, wait a minute, this is actually good.
They do sometimes go off.
And there's a tweet from Renaissance Updates, I don't know, some Beyonce account, that says, tugged on that disco horse lady's wig a little bit and posted the clip and it had like 500,000 plays.
They're not wrong.
No.
No.
They kind of ate this one.
They did. Sometimes the Kidz Bops bop. It was called
Kidz Bop.
There were bops. I especially love it when the lyrics are completely changed. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah. They always change them. Mm-hmm.
I could see Cuff It being like fairly untouched, I think.
I can't unhear NeNe Leakes singing it. Like, it's one of those songs memified. And I'm sure that I've done that to other people where they can't listen to a song now without hearing something that I've
memed. Wait a minute. I'm an idiot. Like, for some reason, I was just thinking of the melody of it. This is like a completely unacceptable song for a child to sing.
Yeah. Most of them
are. I'm in the mood to fuck something up tonight. I need a drink in my... I was just like, oh, cuff it.
You know.
Now I'm thinking about it. I want to go miss it. I need a prescription. Can I sit on top of you? Oh my God. Wait, what are they saying?
I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
We need to hear what they're actually singing.
I don't want to get sued by Kidz
Bop. I'm like, oh, that's probably a fine song.
Kidz Bop Cuff It lyrics. Oh my God. I need a soda in my cup. Wait. I'm in the mood to do it all up. I want to go missing. I need no suspicion. I want to go higher. Can I sing along with you? Oh, I want to go where nobody's been. Have you ever had fun? Well, I mean, that's like, we gonna glow up tonight. Black lights, spaceships fly. Unapologetic when we go out tonight. Yeah, this is,
well, I'm putting that on my playlist for sure.
Yeah. You know, they kind of ate it up.
They really did. So glad to hear Farrah Franklin getting work. But, the only Destiny's Child member to have me blocked on Twitter.
Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande ate this.
Wow.
No. Well, I was going to say real music news.
How dare you?
Yeah. In actual music news. Uh-huh. Well, in
adult news.
Yes. Gorgon City's back with a new track.
Oh, yeah.
Voodoo. Mm-hmm. I want to go see them this year.
Yeah. They're fun.
Bop.
I'm into it.
Obsessed. But everyone, I've been saying it, preaching, praying, saying that trance is coming back and the new Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding song has finally dropped.
And she's trance.
It's so good.
Miracle. Calvin and Ellie. Now, here's the thing. Like, there were shades of it in... like Romy's Strong with Fred Again and Fred Again is in general, and there were bops that were leaning towards it, but Calvin Harris actually could tilt the industry and shake up the girls and make everyone panic and do trance, so I'm hoping that has that effect.
Yeah, he takes things mainstream.
Yes.
Like, obviously trance has never died,
right?
No music genre ever really dies.
No.
And there's always been like hints of trance and techno
in
I mean everything I promote basically,
but this is exactly the like celestial sort of the piano, the drop, the tranciness of it all. It's just
switches
right.
up.
Switches up.
Adds in an arp.
It gives you kind of a Cascada beat. And then it gives you like a trance Ian Van Dahl, Castles in the Sky moment.
Oh, yeah. It is so simple.
Yeah.
In production. But that's trance.
That's trance for you.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I want everything to sound like this. They should go electronic.
I mean, if everyone would look back look at everything the material. I've been saying and praying and preaching and saying and praying. Know what else I'm feeling about this?
What?
I'm going to go deep for a second. Should I go deep?
Oh, go deep.
I was having this conversation actually last night with some friends over some chicken tenders.
Yep.
And not that turning 35 is like, you know, I'm not old.
Uh-huh.
But like this era of trance that I feel like we're going to get for a year.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. It's I feel like it's like my last hurrah.
Oh, wow.
Of it's not like my last hurrah. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Dear. But like it, there's something to it that's like exciting because we grew up on this.
Yeah.
And now it's like in mainstream.
We'll get ready for the 2065 renaissance of trance.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would characterize it as your last hurrah.
This is my last hurrah. No, not, that's not what I mean.
Okay. It's just nice to be reintroduced to your favorite music from a time.
It's going
to
be exciting to, as an adult,
yeah.
shake my tits to trance at a venue in my 30s.
Knowing what you know now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get that moment in my 20s.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that. I get that.
There was a point there. There was.
Yeah. Like, now you get to live your trance life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, being 16 and 17, 18, driving in my car, listening to Just Be by Tiesto. Mm-hmm. Now I get to shake my tits as an adult to trance in a venue with lights and screens.
Yeah.
And a Spike Seltzer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's where I was going with this.
I get that.
I mean, I could have done that in my 20s, too. And, like, yesterday.
Yeah, but that was more, like, social anxiety. And like... I get it. I get what you mean. It does feel very, it feels like home mm-hmm. to feel to trance. I've always said like that vibe is very familiar to me.
Yeah.
Like, that is the kind of bops I was listening to many years ago. So we love to hear it again. I think we didn't put this on the list, but I think Kim Petras teased another Better Off Alone sample.
Yeah.
That song's doing the rounds, unreleased or not, Lindsay.
Ahead of her time
yes.
with that.
Yeah, so I do think we'll get some more Alice DJ love, and I think this will only boost the mood, miracle, the trance mood.
And Kim, in the lyrics, is referencing
Castle in the Sky,
which is...
It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like going mainstream mm-hmm. in a way that I don't think we've experienced in our youth.
I agree.
You know?
We need some Benassi Brothers on it. We need... Yeah.
There is one tweet that I wanted to shout out from... Daniel Cole,
friend of the pod,
yes, who produces a lot of really fantastic mm-hmm. events with the drag queens
we love,
yes, tweeted, the new Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding song sounds like it belongs on one of these albums, and that's the highest compliment to be given, and it is the Ultra Dance 08. This says on the sticker, 2x CDs with the newest club hits and remixes, including Christina Aguilera, The Killers, Tiesto, Natasha Bedingfield, Khalees, Panic. This was a time.
Eric Prydz.
Oh, I'm just excited. Let me have my right. Let me have my moment, everybody.
Let you have this moment now that you're.
I just want to feel this moment
in your final hurrah.
I was thinking, and this is not a good way to think.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, if I had started music production like 2 years earlier,
mm-hmm.
but it's fine. Trance will never die.
Yeah, no, that's...
No.
That's a silly way to think. You're right.
It is.
Because you never know when something's going to pop off.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some other tracks out week.
I hope you keep on serving cunt.
The fact that Meghan Trainor is literally mother right now. Mother is here, everybody.
That is not mother.
You're not a mother! You have no idea what's right!
I don't have any idea.
Who is having that conversation?
That is Nanny at best.
So I gotta be real with you guys.
You look like f***ing clowns.
I don't even actually have an issue with her or her Payless shoes bops. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
I don't love that she's running with Mother.
I will say, though, listening to it, it's much more of like a mom singing to like an actual child.
She's
versus
leaning
like,
in hard for that supermarket aisle banger.
Yeah. Like, I could see, you know, Debbie sitting in the car singing this and being like, I am your mother. You better listen to me.
Yeah.
Ew, not me knowing the words and the melody already. Oh my God.
Right.
Bum 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 bum. I am your mother.
Here comes the Trap House remix from T. Kyle.
Bum bum bum. Oh my God, rhyme dust mixed with mother. Rhyme mother.
It's
I want a mother where you are. What if I mother? Mother's in the sky.
Mother's in the sky. Good night.
Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in your crib.
Yep, this song's here. I'm just not a fan of the annoying bop. It is objectively catchy. Can't lie. It'll be all over TikTok, I'm sure. I just refuse to partake. I am not fun enough, I guess.
It's giving Baby Shark.
It is Baby Shark. Yeah. It's that. It's, you know, I don't believe in the term guilty pleasure because I've never felt guilty about stanning any of my faves. But I feel like if you ever did like a Meghan Trainor song, that would be the closest to be like guilty pleasure. Like you should feel shame.
Well, okay.
I don't actually care that much. I don't have a strong enough feeling about the matter. I just...
You know, the song is not like the the gay anthem that I thought. I thought she was going to be
She's going to try leaning.
And yes, girl, you better slay those house down boots and I am your mother.
Like, no, it's she uses not that. The term mansplaining.
Yeah.
But I also my body rejects it. It made my spirit unsoothed, especially the music video, which prominently features Kris Jenner, which...
Well...
Yeah.
I have an opinion for you that you're gonna like.
Okay.
Hot off the clown press of Page Six saying that the Kardashians are not gonna be involved in the Met Gala.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly.
Uh-huh, allegedly.
And then I saw Kris Jenner in the Mother music video.
Yeah.
And my first thought that I was gonna tweet, but I didn't because I'm trying not to be negative, was... The Kardashian era is over, methinks.
I think
that was
a lot
my
of,
tweet that I drafted.
I think a lot of people have been saying that since 2020, since TikTok.
Get your fucking ass up and work.
There's definitely a big conversation around Kylie Jenner, specifically not being able to relate to Gen Z and the entire family not being able to provide that kind of off-the-cuff relatability that TikTok has. Like, they were curated Instagram baddies, and now that that's sort of dead in the water.
Yeah. The pandemic flipped everything upside
down.
Exactly. So they're not catching their footing.
Yeah, I would agree. I think actually of all of them, the one doing it the best is just Kim letting North have fun with her friends and dance.
Yeah.
Because that's, she's just doing that. But I'm biased because I am not a fan of the Kardashians, but I would agree that it's, the signs are there that there's some falling off in the Kardashian. People are not catching up. They're falling off.
They're falling off with the Kardashians.
They're not keeping up. They're falling off. Yeah. I've said my opinions before. I'm not a Kardashian lover.
Again, I still think this is why they want to ban TikTok. It's all connected.
Because of the Kardashians?
No, but like, what I love about TikTok is it's like humans connecting with humans very like... naturally and getting their information and sharing reviews and talking about products, and you can control that with like the algorithm, but it's like we don't want curated perfection. Like, yes, I love a slay, we all love a slay, but Disesso fam is more of a queen of pop to me than Kris Jenner.
100%.
Like, if the two of them were standing in front of me, I would be shaking and crying for Disesso fam.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner, I'd be like, okay, sweetie.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I'm really happy for Meghan. I know that there are potty trainers around the world who are happy for her as well. I'm not enough that I'm like anti, like I'm going to actively be mad about it and like call it out online or anything.
No,
I'm letting it wash over me like a unpleasant spray of a perfume I don't like.
And what would that be?
What do I not like?
Chloe and Lamar Unbreakable. Chloe and
Lamar Unbreakable.
Oh my God, wait. Yeah. I didn't text this to you.
Oh no.
But I was going to, what we were getting ready for the BB night. Mm-hmm. I was going to text you and be like, this is the Chloe and Lamar Unbreakable kind of a night. And I'm like sitting there, I'm like, spritz, spritz. And I did wear it. So, BB, if you thought I smelled good, I was wearing Chloe and Lamar.
I'm sure she loved it. Oh my God. Well,
it's true.
It's a special night when you break out the Chloe and Lamar.
It is. I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of those nights. Put on the good hoodie.
Best fucking night of your life.
It's just like, whatever.
So not that serious.
Yeah.
That brings us to the big release of the week. Although, did I have anything else I wanted to quickly update people? Oh.
There was a P-Now bop, too, that dropped.
With Khalid.
Yeah.
Bop. That is, in fact, a confirmed bop. I also want to shout out Sophie and the Giants, who the vocals on the Purple Disco Machine bops, like Hypnotized, In the Dark. You know those songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a new one out called DNA.
Ooh.
It's great. Check that one out.
DNA.
And then shout out to Florence Welch, Florence and the Machine. They, for the soundtrack of Yellow Jackets season 2, did a cover of No Doubt's Just a Girl, and they made it sort of a mournful spooky ookie version.
Ooh.
Because it's kind of a spooky ookie show. But yeah, it's like a slow dramatic build in classic Florence style. It's cool. Very different. Yeah, we've been talking about, like, for horror movies, what sort of spooky, ooky versions of pop hits would be good.
Scary.
It can truly be anything. So shout out to Florence for doing that. It's really cool and different.
Unique?
Unique. And also a shout out, Royshin Murphy is back with a new single called Cuckool, which I forgot to add on this list, but it is great. And a shout out to remix legend Alan Brax, who is putting out a new compilation, including a song with Annie called Never Coming Back. That is a delight. And on that compilation includes his remix of Britney's Anticipating, which I don't even know how or why he got the clearance on that to even put out like an official.
Wait, it's out?
It's coming out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
RuPaul's favorite Britney song.
Yes. The remixes. The hard to find.
Also, speaking of RuPaul.
Yeah.
Very much appreciated RuPaul's speaking out this week.
Oh, yes. RuPaul did a TikTok about the drag bands. That's right. Yes. Yes. Well.
Mother. Listen mother, to her.
Mother. You know, I think it's time that we head on over to where's your endless summer vacation ideal spot?
Endless?
Yeah, endless is a little like everything needs to end.
Yeah, I also like different experiences to, you know, like do I want to be in the woods forever? In the heat?
I don't know about
no,
that.
No, because the bugs.
How about just a summer vacation? I'm going to go with Puerto Rico.
Oh.
I want to go back. I want to go to that specific El Conquistador resort. I want to sit in that infinity pool. I want to live.
Calvin and Ellie. We saw them back in the day.
Literally. Can they come back and perform in the forest again for us?
Yeah.
Just a little sunny moment. I really want that.
What's so funny about that is, so we went to Puerto Rico years ago.
Influencer trip.
Saw Ellie
paid off.
And Calvin.
We weren't even paid off, although it was all expenses paid, flight
and
put us up in a hotel.
Again, I was in my plus one era.
You were.
Living.
<That's true>.
Living, enjoying it. I'm a good plus one, though.
You really are. Very reliable.
I'm the plus one. I'm the extra here.
Yeah.
Don't make a scene, but I did make a scene in that pool. Yeah, and what's also so funny is Lisa Hochstein from Housewives of Miami.
Oh.
When you guys would always make fun of me because I was like, Lisa!
Yes.
And now Miami is on
Peacock
and it's slaying.
Yes.
Everyone's saying it's the best of the best right now.
Yep.
So, wow. Like, Lisa Hochstein, Calvin, and Ellie, they're all Let's revival.
Meet them all at Puerto Rico again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do have an endless summer vacation to discuss. But since we are running long, this is a long episode.
Yeah.
We're going to move that conversation over to the after show.
We're going to be deep diving. You guys have been begging for a deep dive.
Yeah.
We're going into the endless
diving
summer
into
vacation.
Miley's pool while she's out.
Yeah.
We're breaking into her house, climbing on her roof and performing the climb. And for those of you who are maybe new to the pod, I don't know, we do have an after show after every episode where we talk about things after the show.
Yeah.
And yeah, we got bonus episodes and stuff. And for all of that, as well as access to the Discord, you can head on over to patreon.com/legendsonly.
Should I make my announcement in this episode?
What is your announcement?
My song.
It is an announcement of an announcement.
It is an announcement of an announcement. I'm shaking and crying because by the time this goes up, it's happening. I have a song coming out.
Oh my God.
My remix era. I'm like not joking. Like I'm being really serious.
An actual official
yeah.
remix.
My remix era is starting. I have a song coming out on Steve Aoki's label. I'm not joking, you guys. This is not sarcasm. Like,
bop, 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 bop.
Incredible. Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
Well, I'll talk. I can talk more about the process next week.
Well, yeah,
like the whole deep dive of how it all came to fruition.
But tell the people where they should be looking.
So I will post the pre-save. It is launching on Monday. When you guys hear this episode, the pre-save will be available. Mm-hmm. The artist's name is Nitrix. That's Nytrix. It is like a progressive, trancy, emotional vibe. It's a heartbreak song. And I gave it the T. Kyle flair.
I really did.
You know what? Your heart may be broken, but you're going to shake your fucking tits. And at the end of it, they're going to be begging you to come back to them. That's the vibe of it. And it's called Traces of You, the T. Kyle remix. She's an artist now. You guys are going to see it when you hear this. My artist page is set up. I have been working in the shadows like a little rat for the past 2.5-3 months.
Yes, the Joanne employees were kind enough to set up your artist page. It is all ready to go. If you'd like to follow that in advance, do that too. That's how you'll get the remix to pop up in your release radar this Friday as well.
Yeah.
Very exciting to say the absolute least. Get those streams up, ladies.
Oh my God. It's like actually happening. This week has been insane to say the least. But yeah, this is the icing on the cake of the icing and the icing and the icing and the cherries on top of the cherries for everything that has happened this week.
Absolutely.
Month, year.
Well, everybody, let's celebrate T. Kyle's first official remix.
New Music Friday.
New Music Friday.
Next week, it's me. Bob.
March 17th.
Pre-save
so
now.
So exciting. Very proud of you.
Stream next week.
And we will discuss it more next week.
Oh, yeah. I'll get into the whole story and like the inspiration behind it and like all that, you know.
How's that for a cliffhanger for the finale of this episode?
I'm so nervous for people to hear it. Like, yeah.
Well, don't be nervous.
There are, I think, 4 or 5 people that know that this is happening. I have kept it. Completely.
Yeah, that's our whole listener numbers.
Yeah. Yes, all the listeners know. All 4 of them. There's more than 4.
Oh, we're very aware of that.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's bubbling up to BB Rex's uncle, there's more than 4.
Yeah, I know. We can have a personal chat about this too, because it's very hard for me to even admit that this is happening, but it is. Anyway, go pre-save it now. Mm-hmm. I can't talk about it. Anyway.
Okay. Well, we'll have more to say next week.
I feel like once it's on my Spotify and I can like add it to a playlist, I'm gonna freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like when I actually, even though I know it's there.
I'll see if I wanna add to mine, we'll see.
Oh my God, anyway, if it flops, it's fine.
It's, first of all, it's not gonna flop, but second of all, and third of all, just make sure that you get that pre-save link out.
Yeah,
everyone
I will
find it.
I have promo planned. I already have like the video, I'm gonna promote it like literally the week after. You're not gonna get enough of it.
We love.
It's all happening.
It's all happening.
Okay, well, now what's happening is the after show. So
yes.
Thank you everyone for listening. Head on over to the after show if you want to hear us deep dive into all of Miley.
Yes.
Oh, that sounded the album.
Into her river.
Yes. And until next week, hit pre-save, ladies.
Hit pre-save.
It feels so weird saying it.
Like, comment, subscribe, and share. Pre-save.
It's so
any
weird
other instructions?
No, just like, I don't know.
Well, more to come next week.
Yeah. And we'll until then.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.